I don't like to let actors improvise because I don't think they can come up with better lines than I've written. And the other thing with actors, because myself and my brother, we know a lot of actors, you know, if they come up with one good line, they walk away thinking they co-wrote the script. And they go off telling their mates, going, yeah, I kind of co-wrote that film. I don't get the credit for it. So I like to keep a lid on it. I'd say, you know, every now and again, though, you know, especially, let's say, Brendan and Don's scenes, they'd throw out little bits here and there, because they would, you know, they were really, their characters are getting on quite well, you know, in the driving sequence and stuff like that. Brendan threw in the bit with the milkshakes at the end where he goes, don't worry, you'll go in a minute. That was one of his. That was probably his best line. But mostly it's all me.
Okay, one more question from the floor. Anyone got a right in the centre there, really awkward place?
I was just wondering that you said like Gleason's performance was kind of your frustration, like that sort of character. I was wondering, did you write any sort of jokes that you probably thought were deemed probably a bit too extreme?
No, I never. The ones that I thought were going too far, I left in. It was more the jokes that I thought were too silly or too dumb. I'd cut those, you know. Like stuff, you know, at the bar he goes, listen, something's just come up and I'm not just talking about my cock. I was gonna cut that because it's so stupid, you know, but that's how the stuff gets laughs. But I mean, the main thing is, it's like, you know, it's one of those things, you know, if you're at a party and somebody says something to you that annoys you, and then you're walking away and you think, oh, I should have said that, you know, or something like that. Well, Boyle always has the riposte and he's prepared to say it. So it was quite an easy character to write in that. You know, somebody who's prepared to say or do anything at any given moment, you can never be predictable. And hopefully, you know, I mean, it's a black comedy, but hopefully, you know, the thriller element at the end, hopefully the film is so unpredictable that you're not quite sure will he survive or not at the end. I mean, you know, if we see a Tom Cruise movie, we know he's not going to die. So to me, that doesn't lend tension, you know, to a plot. So, you know, so it was that dynamic I was trying to, you know, weave it into the thriller aspect as well, so you're never quite sure how it's going to go.
Of course, when they come back and offer you multi-millions to do the sequel, you'll have to answer that question.
I don't think I'd do a sequel. I might do a prequel where we find out how the three villains met, because they look like, you know, where did they meet, you know? And I want to call it Gangsters on a Roller Coaster. You know? The scene in the aquarium was initially meant to be having that scene racing around on a roller coaster at Salt Hill. I just thought that'd be funny. But I arrived, I didn't realise they pack up roller coasters during the winter and they ship them into storage. But luckily I knew the area because my parents lived there and I knew there was an aquarium. So we just went down, I thought this would be great. It will look like I'm doing an homage to the lady from Shanghai. Yeah. So it was a win-win situation.
That's brilliant. Listen, John, thank you so much for speaking to us this evening. Maybe next time you can be a bit more frank. Ladies and gentlemen, just like you to join me in congratulating John once again for a fabulous movie, and thank you for
Thank you, everybody.